A prayer for the children of Israel. Repentance. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord lift up his countenance upon our children and give them peace. Grace be with them. Glory to God the Father. As God's fellow worker, we lift up our children to the Father by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. In his name, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, We ask our Father in heaven to grant our children repentance and a humble and contrite heart. If our children regard the iniquity in the heart of a brother, the Lord will not hear. Nevertheless, he regards their affliction when he hears their cry, but certainly God hears our children. He attends to the voice of their prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away their prayer, nor his mercy from them. Let our children repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus, him on whom God the Father has set his seal, let our children and their house repent and believe in the gospel. May our children and their house take heed, watch and pray, for they do not know when the time is, but they do know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. May our children and their people be diligent to put off concerning their former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that our children put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness. In the name of Jesus, the firstborn from the dead, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bring our children and their people by a way they did not know, lead them in paths they have not known, and make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for them and their house, and they shall be turned back. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will repent, turn away from their idols, and turn their faces away from all their abominations. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not separate themselves from God, and set up idols in their heart, and put before themselves what causes them to stumble into iniquity. Instead, let our children repent and turn from all their transgressions, so that iniquity will not be their ruin. For unless they repent, they will all likewise perish. May they all come to their senses, where they have been deceived, and escape the snare of the devil, so that they will not be taken captive by him to do his will. For the Lord is long-suffering toward our children and their house, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Christ we pray that the God of their salvation will humble our children and their people, and make them sorry in a godly manner, that their sorrow produces repentance to salvation, that they might suffer no loss. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. In the name of Jesus, the rod out of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, may the God of mercy convict and convert our children and all of their descendants, that their sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that God may send Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Helper and the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, to them and their house. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their family and all of their descendants may be baptized with water unto repentance to life for the remission of sins, and that they be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire and love through the grace of God their Father and Jesus Christ their Redeemer, that through the baptism into death they are buried with Christ, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so shall they walk in the newness of life, knowing this, that their old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with, that they should no longer be a slave to sin, but a slave to righteousness. Our children who fear the Lord, praise him. All the descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all the offspring of Israel. In the name of Jesus, who is faithful to him who appointed him, may our children and their people repent and make supplication to God, saying, we and our fathers before us have sinned and done wrong. We have committed wickedness. If they say they have no sin, they are deceiving themselves, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. May our children and their people confess their sins, for their Father in heaven is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. In Christ we pray that our children will turn, repent, hear instruction, bear fruits worthy of repentance, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. If they are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are they, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon them. On their part he is blasphemed, but on our children's part he is glorified. Let all those who seek the Lord our God rejoice and be glad in him. Let such as love his salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. In the name of Jesus, all things were created through him and for him. In Christ we pray that where our children and their people have fallen, that they repent and return to their first love, Jesus Christ, and do the first works. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will have an ear and will hear what the Spirit says, that they will overcome, and the God of grace will give to our children and their people to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. May God, their strength, help our children and their people be faithful until death, that they will receive the crown of life, that they shall not be hurt by the second death, that our children and their people will hold fast to the name of Jesus Christ, and they will not deny his faith, but overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat, and a white stone with a new name, that our children and their people will hold fast what they have till the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let no one take their crown. May our children and their descendants keep Jesus' works until the end, that they will receive power over the nations and the morning star, that our children and their people not defile their garments, and they shall walk with Jesus in white, for they are worthy, and they shall overcome and be clothed in white garments. Jesus will confess their name before his Father, before his angels. Surely our children and their people will have a little strength. They will keep Jesus' word and will not deny his name, that he will set before them an open door that no one can shut, and their Redeemer will keep them from the hour of trial. Our children and their house will overcome, and they will be a pillar in the temple of God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion to our children and their family. According to the multitude of his mercies, God grant that Jesus will write on our children and their house the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, the New Jerusalem, and his new name. May the God of knowledge teach our children and their house to buy from Jesus gold refined in the fire, that they may be rich, and white garments, that they may be clothed, that the shame of their nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint their eyes with eye salve, that they may see. Let them all be zealous and repent. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ and open the door so that he will come in and dine with them and their people, and he will be with them and their people, and he will grant them and their people to sit with him on his throne. In Christ we entreat Almighty God to give our children and all of their people an ear to hear what the Spirit says, so that they will overcome, as Christ also overcame. May they be counted among the saints of the Most High, so that the Ancient of Days will judge in their favor, and they will possess the kingdom of God. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In the name of Jesus, he has by himself purged our sins. In Christ we pray that the Holy Spirit would convict our children and their house of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. May our children and their people die to sin and live for righteousness, being healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and go on to perfection. May our children be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, from all sin. Let the God of the spirits of all flesh cleanse our children and their house from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in them, making them and their people vessels for honor, sanctified and useful, prepared for every good work. In the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, let there be nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. May our children not cover their sins, but confess and forsake them, and receive the mercy of God and prosper. Let the God of all grace cleanse our children and their family from any secret sins, and teach them to be people who are quick to confess when they are wrong. In Christ we pray that our children will acknowledge their sin to God, not hide their iniquity, but confess their transgressions to the Lord, so that they may be forgiven the iniquity of their sin. May God, their helper, help our children and their house to pull down strongholds, cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and to be ready to punish all disobedience when their obedience is fulfilled. Let the Lord search our children and their house and know their heart, try them and know their anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in them, and lead them in the way of everlasting. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none, O Lord. May God cleanse our children and their house from secret faults. Keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over our children and their house. Then they and their house shall be blameless, and they shall be innocent of great transgression. If anyone speaks, let them speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let them do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. This in Christ we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that our children may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. that the earth here and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it, in Christ we pray that our children and their nation in one accord will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King, to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, nor is there salvation in any other. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God.